This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Brussels today for a meeting of defense ministers from the 28 members of NATO. The U.S. pays for about 70% of the expenses for defense of NATO countries, a topic likely to come up, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
President Trump has said it's time for the other members of NATO to step up their defense spending. Jeff Rathke from the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that's nothing new.
The overall message, Americans want Europeans to spend more on defense, is a pretty consistent one. George W. Bush felt that way, as did President Obama.
In 2014, all 28 NATO members agreed to spend 2% of their GDP on defense within a decade. Right now, only 5 members actually do that, including the United States. But Rathke says that's changing.
You have a couple of other countries that are very close. France, most prominent.
Stephen Pfeiffer from the Brookings Institution says NATO's European members want something in return from Secretary Mattis, reassurance.
Because some of the comments made by President Trump during the campaign suggest that, you know, he thought NATO was obsolete. He thought Europe could handle more of its own problems.
Pfeiffer says most of these countries still want the U.S. to have their backs. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.